In the current world, there are so many things going wrong. Maybe not more goes wrong now than 100 years ago, but the scale of problems tend to be bigger. The deceit is easier spread through our social media, mass media. There are so many things worth fighting against. Or are there? I have learned in the past few months that it is almost impossible to fight against Big Pharma. With their huge propaganda machine, they can control public opinion in ways no one can else. While a lot of major things that are unjust, unfair are happening in that world of big business, big politics, and big money, the control of public opinion is making them only more powerful. While the big money is playing and continuing the game of greed at a tremendous cost to our nature, to our human population, there is something we can do. First thing is stop being absorbed in the cause that you feel is very much worth fighting against. Stopping to be absorbed by the cause does not mean to give up the cause. I was absorbed in the past few months in the flabbergasting deception played out by so many companies producing a vaccine and pushing it through regulatory bodies without any long-term data. Never in the past decades did we embark on injecting millions of people with a product that has zero long-term data. I hope and pray all turns out all right. But if even a small percentage has severe long-term problems, we are in for a catastrophe much bigger than the pandemic that provoked this reckless campaign. I was so absorbed in the cause to let people know it was a reckless campaign that has consumed so much of my time, so much of my peace of mind, and so much of my happiness. The mega misinformation campaign seems unstoppable. I went to the beach to make sense of all that happened. I reflected and came to the insight that we cannot fight giants with their own choice of weapons. They have so many psychological tricks to make people believe that what they say makes sense. They make telling what makes really sense seem petty and outlandish. If one dares to doubt the dataset generated by a company that has a track record of so many scandals, one is immediately classified as a conspiracy theorist. Simply expressing the doubts makes one end up among the flat earthers and the likes. And still I believe there is a bright future for this world. If we manage to not let all flagrant injustices and problems of this world absorb us, we can remain creative in doing good. I have quite a bit of experience in both doing good and doing not so good. I almost never regretted helping someone. I almost always regret if I refuse or avoid to help someone. True peace of mind lies in kindness. I think we have to spread kindness through our actions, through our kind words. We have to remain creative in inspiring others to practice kindness in this big world. I still believe that the universe has a kindness and wisdom revolution brewing. Once it fully unfolds, the powers that currently are may no longer occupy the position they occupy now. Love and kindness will reign. Greed will be the subject of pity and compassion. Let us fight for kindness, for love, for all the good things, for reason, for all that brings peace of mind. Let us not get absorbed in fighting against. In the meantime, we pray that any potential victims of the endless greed of those in power get through everything unharmed. Let us all pray for the very best together.